Stand. Get on up. That was Sex. Yes, it was. That's why it ended abruptly. That was Sex with a song called Sea off of an album called The End of My Life from 1971. And those guys were from Canada. I guess that's how sex works in Canada. Before that, Silverhead from the UK, Rolling with My Baby off of Silverhead from 1972. The Graham Edge Band gave us In Dreams off of Kick Off Your Muddy Boots. And that was actually the Graham Edge Band featuring Adrian Gervitz. Adrian Gervitz on guitar from Three Man Army, Baker Gervitz Army, and of course, Gunn. Before all those guys, we heard The Kinks with Dreams. That is off the Percy soundtrack, which is a film that came out in 71. Also from 71 was Moonbeam, the instrumental by Tappy Man. Those guys were from Spain. That was off their self-titled album. And we started that set off way back when on vinyl. As God intended, Humble Pie theme from Skint off of Humble Pie from 1970. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We got more music coming, and then around 11 o'clock, Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, so stay tuned for that. And until then, listen to stuff like this. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was Beggar's Opera from Scotland. We heard Freedom Song. That is off of the Sagittary album from 1974. Before that, we had some Fresh Blueberry Pancake. We did. We heard Hassle. That is off the Heavy Rock album. Those guys were from Pittsburgh, PA. That came out in 1970. Prior to that, Lou Reed from the self-titled album, Walk and Talk It. That came out in 72. And if you ever thought Lou Reed could play guitar like that, you're wrong. That was Steve Howe. Both Steve Howe and Rick Wakeman played on that album. Prior to that, Ugly Custard from the UK gave us Feel This off of Ugly Custard. I love classic rock. That came out in 71. Started that set off way back when with Ursa Major. That was a band that Dick Wagner formed. We heard Sinner off the Ursa Major album from 1972. All right, we got about 25 minutes left of Classic Rock Mine. I am going to shut up and play something, and this is a classic rock artist that is thankfully still recording good music, so dig it in, dig it deep. That was the 30-second turnoff. Yeah, you know those guys. That was Charging Up for the Last Time. That is off of 30-second turnoff from 1969. That band featured Eddie Grant. Woo! Before that, Hackensack. Not from New Jersey or New York. From the UK. We heard Good Boy, Bad Boy. That is from Up the Hard Way from 71. Before that, The Greatest Song in the World, The Wizard by Blown Free. Those guys were from Houston, Texas. It was recorded in 63, released in 78, off of an album called Maximum Rock and Roll. Prior to that, the first lady of Lady Hard Rock, I guess? Susie Quattro with Macho Man. That is off of the No Control album from 2019. I'm getting all excited. Yeah, and she's still kicking butt. And before Susie Quattro, we heard Beggar's Opera, Freedom Song, off of Sagittary from 1974. And those cats were from Scotland. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. I have one more song for you, and probably the first time I've ever played this band on the show. Here's some Journey. We'll be right back.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.